Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But what I want to start on is some, I don't know, maybe just a hindsight here on the Sonny Gray trade. We reacted to it yesterday. It broke during the midday show. I got to sink my teeth into it right at 6 o'clock. And I feel like since then, there's been a bit of a shift in tone, shift in mood surrounding this move. Now, there were some people who loved it right away and still love it, some people who didn't like it and still don't like it, but I do feel as though there have been, at least on my Twitter feed and, you know, listening to the station today, it does seem as though the mood has soured a little bit on this trade, and I'm kind of confused by that. I am. If this is the only move that gets made, fine. But as I said to Fitzy and Andy and Ted just now, I'm willing to give Craig Breslow the benefit of the doubt after the offseason that he had last year. I spent some time on this last night. I'm still willing to do that. And I also don't think that that answer right there about it being too early to slot a guy in at any number was some kind of declarative statement about where you're going to have Sonny Gray pitching in the rotation. I don't think that was Craig Breslow stating with his chest, yeah, this is going to be our number two starter. That's checked off the list, and now we move on to the next thing. I don't think that that's what he was saying. That's not how I took it. And maybe I'm just, you know, looking at it through my glasses of, okay, well, this is a nice move, but I obviously want more than this. Certainly in the rotation, I want more than this. We can talk about Pete Alonso and some of these other bats on the market as well. It's not a lot of them other than Alonso, but that is another thing that everybody wants. And when I say everybody, I mean all Red Sox fans and also everybody in the league wants some right-handed power bats. Like, that's not a thing that you're going to be the only team bidding on, to be sure. With all that being said, however, I think that in general, the mood shifting towards potentially more negative is not so much a result of Sonny Gray as it is a result of Red Sox fans who were worried, and I understand this worried that last offseason was going to be the outlier. And then you're going to go back to off seasons of, well, we got Sonny Gray. He's 36 years old and probably only here for a year with that mutual option, but we got him. You know, we got this pitcher. He should be good, right? Like, you know, nice move, but not exactly what we were looking for. I think the big fear that Red Sox fans have, and I'll be honest with you, I have it in the back of my mind too, is that that was sort of a test balloon last offseason. John Henry decided, you know what? Let's get back in the game a little bit. Put out a couple of 2004 documentaries, a couple of seasons in a row missing the playoffs. You want to get those old feelings back. When Fenway was freaking electric, Sam Kennedy, like all that, I get that. You know, maybe that was sort of the test balloon, the trial balloon, because for the years prior to that, since Dave Dombrowski got fired, the Red Sox have been operating, and that group has been operating the Red Sox in a different way than they were 20 years ago, 24
freaking
years ago.
Electric.
And we all know it. Sorry, Sam, but I mean, we do all know that. Anybody could recognize that. The priorities have shifted. Everything shifted. They've become this, you know, huge company. They own these other teams. They have all these different, you know, elements of their portfolio. It's a whole thing, right? I mean, it's not just they own the Red Sox anymore and let's beat the Yankees. It's this whole thing. And to see the way that it's kind of cratered over the last, you know, 4 years. And when I say cratered, I don't mean that, you know, they completely bottomed out. But after 2018 in that World Series and winning that World Series, and not just winning the World Series in 2018, and I realize this was 7 years ago, but having the best season that any Red Sox team's ever had. I feel like that gets under-discussed when we talk about 2018. That was the greatest Red Sox team of all time. Maybe you like 2004 better, but 2004 was a wild card team. 2018, they were in first place wire to wire. They won more games than any team ever, and they won the World Series. Than any Red Sox team ever, I should say. And then won the World Series. And won it, you know, kind of going away. Until the end, I guess. But, you know, they breezed through for a round or two. And then had a great World Series. Beat a very, very good team. Dramatic World Series, all that. And it seemed like the future was very, very bright. And if you're of the age that you remember that very clearly, I mean, it's mostly who we're talking to here, if we're talking Red Sox fans, then you remember 2019 being a big bummer. And then 2020 with COVID and everything, the Mookie Betts trade, and oh my God, what's happened here? 2021, they make it to the ALCS, and then it's just nothing for a few years after that. And that ALCS run, in retrospect, looks more and more flukish as time goes by. Or it did, anyway. Until this past season, where they finally decided to get serious in the offseason. Not, you know, Corey Kluber is your opening day starter, but actual an ace, a closer, a right-handed power bat, all the stuff that you wanted for every offseason leading into it since 2021, really since 2018. Let's be honest here, since Dombrowski got fired, operating in a way that you've missed, that you've been dying for them to go back to. And the fear, I think, is now, well, is this how it is? Or was that just 1 year to get them back relevant again? Was that just 1 year and maybe they weren't even thrilled with the outcome?
You're a liar?
Maybe. I'm just saying. That's a legitimate fear. That's a legitimate fear. And if that's how you're feeling, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I'm not going to tell you you're wrong for feeling that way. The more I talk about it, the more I'm starting to talk myself into this too. But I don't want to go there because I want to believe, like Scully and Mulder, I want to believe that this Red Sox organization is as committed as they're telling everybody that they are to actually building and sustaining a winner. They took a big step towards doing that last offseason. Was it big enough? Alex Bregman opted out. Lucas Giolito, you're working on his replacement. And that, I think, is another part of this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Replacing Lucas Giolito. Jared Carabas talked about that on MLB Network. Can we pull this up? Let's grab this right now. This is Carabas talking about Sonny Gray as a potential replacement for Lucas Giolito. Listen,
it can be one of two ways. Is this Lucas Giolito's replacement in the rotation? Because if that's the case, then sure, I'm more than comfortable with that. But I think also in the idea of bringing back a Lucas Giolito, that's a guy that can help a team. Like I don't know, it was very strange and term, like the replacement of Lucas Giolito. But Breslow wanted a starter that he could slot behind Garrett Crochet, and we thought it was going to be someone that kind of moves the needle. I'm not sure if this moves the needle. He's exactly what Breslow is looking for. There's swing and miss, and he doesn't walk guys. Like, he checks the boxes that you would expect from a Breslow guy, so it makes sense from that standpoint.
Okay, Karabas there, and I hadn't really thought of it in those terms. But that's kind of what I'm getting at with this fear that Sox fans may be experiencing right now. Sonny Gray was brought in here to be Lucas Giolito's replacement, Lucas Giolito insurance. Okay, but that implies that Lucas Giolito is leaving. And if he's leaving, that's a big part of what made your rotation good last year. I know Giolito, everybody kind of faded down the stretch a little bit. But Giolito, there was a two-month stretch where Crochet, Giolito, and Brian Bello were about as good of a trio as there was in the American League, maybe in the majors, for about two-plus months. They were all three of them were just awesome. Giolito was on fire. Bayo was on fire. Crochet was on fire most of the year. And that was around the time where they went on that crazy win streak, and it was just the three of them, really. I mean, it was the three of them. Bueller wasn't giving you much. He ends up getting released. The back end of the rotation, everybody got hurt. Dobbins, Fitz, everyone. I mean, by the end of it, Connelly Early's out there as your number three starter. Like, it was tough. It was a tough go there for a while. And I don't think that that's lost on this team. I just wonder if, you know, they're looking at it like numbers in the ledger. And if that's still what the primary focus of this team is, the ledger, and not, hey, we made a big turnaround last year. We had a chance to really do something there. We were up 1-0 on the Yankees. We could have knocked them out and gone on to the next round, but we were just a couple of bats short and a couple of arms short.
Never wrong, just early.
So is that how they're looking at it? Or are they looking at it, okay, we spent this much and brought in this many people, and then we extended these guys, and so that counted for that money, and then we offset it with the Rafael Devers money, and so, you know, it looks like financially we're going to be okay going in here, but if we're losing Giolito, we can replace him. That's about it. We got to get back to, you know, we got to get back to the ledger. We got to get back to making sure that the ledger's on point. And when that becomes your priority, as it was for most of the Chaim Bloom years, and I'd even say that first year of Breslow before last year when they allowed him to spend, then it just really, I mean, you see what the results look like. You see how it goes. They still won't do anything at the trade deadline, which is infuriating. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Understanding that we're underdogs this year right now where we are.
God, remember that? You're underdogs if you make yourself underdogs. If you make yourself into the underdog by just setting a budget and refusing to go into the luxury tag or any of that, the Red Sox this offseason, I feel like, should not even be concerned about the luxury tag. This is the year, okay? You got a big CBA thing coming up, and who knows what's going to go on after that. How about you go all in here in 2026? How about you really go for it? How about you really try and make that happen? Because you do have all the building blocks. You really do. You have the ace. You have the closer. You have a prospect who's expected to be the next big thing in the majors. Or he's on, you know, on that list with some other guys. But he's right near the top of it in Roman Anthony. No question about it if he stays healthy. You got a lot to work with. You really do. And I don't think that Sonny Gray is a bad move. But I think that anything that comes out of Breslow's mouth that implies at all that this may be all right, well, you know, now's the time maybe to start pivoting to something else. Like, we've taken care of the rotation. This is all set. Deal with it. I hope you like it. Like that. If that's what you're hearing when you hear him talk, I get that. A lot of people still have, I don't know, Stockholm syndromes, maybe not it, like PTSD from the 4 years of not doing anything and not spending. I get that. I understand that. I do. But I am going to believe, and maybe I'm being a little gullible Arcant, although I'm considerably taller than Andy Hart, but still. Medium-sized gullible Arcant. Normal-sized. I'm not even kidding. That's not even worth it. I'm going to go ahead and stick with that and believe that this wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't just a one-time thing. I think that if that's the way they go about this, if they decide that, you know, we tried it, it didn't really work, Let's reset, get back to the budget that we want and the one that we're comfortable with. We'll replace guys if they leave, but we're not gonna go crazy to try and, you know, tack on more contracts and more budget. Then there's going to be a very negative reaction from this fan base, I think, and that sucks because a team with all that in place shouldn't be screwing around the margins. They shouldn't, and I believe that they won't. I believe that they won't. But as we go into this Thanksgiving season here, I think we're all pretty thankful for the fact that Breslow was allowed to go out there and really, you know, flex a little bit, flex that checkbook, and extend Garrett Crochet and spend $40 million on Alex Bregman and a nice contract over there for Aroldis Chapman, and then extending him in season. Roman Anthony got a big extension. It seemed like they were back to being a big market team again. Or was that just, okay, we tried it, now we got to go back and reset the books? And that's what this offseason is going to be about. We'll see. We'll see what it's going to be about. So far, they haven't had to spend a lot of money. So far, they are getting a pretty big discount here on Sonny Gray because Bloom and the Cardinals are willing to pay $20 million of it. But I wonder. I wonder how much further they're going to go. I wonder how much more they have in store. If you listen to Breslow, then you would think that there's more to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.